He's bored. He is in good spirits.
Still feeling a bit stressed, bored.
He was in a philosophical mood.
He was very pleased to see me.
Very quiet and low, but not agitated and angry.
He seemed cheerful and happy enough. Tearful.
Still having nightmares and stress.
He seemed a little shy.
Wants me to find him a wife.
He seemed quite cheerful.
Difficult to make conversation.
He was very talkative.
Asked about my family.
Asked about my family.
He started singing Hindi songs.
His English is quite good.
He always seems to keep relatively positive.
He said that he was happy in mind and soul, and that there wasn't much I could do.
He thanked me for everything.
He has been too ashamed to explain his situation to his family.
He is very, very difficult.
He is being watched closely as he has talked about self-harm.
He's pleased to think that I'm still in touch with him.
He was much happier today.
He's still very depressed.
He's in reasonable spirits.
He seems much better.
He's rude about British people and refuses to discuss anything but God.
He continues to be positive.
He seems rather reluctant to acknowledge he needs help.
Seventh, 12th and 21st September. He is a very negative and withdrawn man who does not make conversation. His body language is defensive. He turns away, often covers his face with his hand, and does not make eye contact.
January 2nd. I took him some sheets with work on the alphabet in case it would encourage him.
Most efforts at conversation on our part are met by the response, non.
His translator said he has two people who will stand surety. One lady with a house he can stay in.
He has given no information about friends or family and does not appear to have any interests apart from reading about crime detective magazines in French and watching tennis.
He waits to be either released on bail or sent back. He wasn't sure he needed a visit next Friday. I said just 5 minutes to say hello and see how much work, English, he'd managed.
11th October. Very difficult visit due to negative responses. Could not find any subject to interest him, apart from tennis, which did interest him for a few minutes.
January 9th. I spoke to his translator during the week and he said not to come. I said I'd call again and bring the Argos catalogue the translator had asked for when it came out.
I guess I can't help but get an impression of both the type of person the volunteer is and the type of person the detainee is.
And there's something very open about him, the fact that he will bring his children to the detention centre.
20th October. Failed to show up for the visit.
January 14th. I phoned one of these days to hear that he is on hunger strike and has sewn up his lips. He cannot bear to be locked up indefinitely and for reasons he can't understand.
We waited for him on 1st December, but he failed to turn up. On 15th December, we were told by the desk officer that he did not wish to come and see us.
January 18th. Eventually he was moved to Colebrook and he is now eating.
So I almost see it as one wearing a mask and becoming increasingly withdrawn, and the other as a response, almost withdrawing as well and giving up because it's difficult and can't see a way in.
January 23rd. Went to give the translator his Argos and say goodbye. Says he is okay, whatever that means, and he thanked me.
How do you measure a civilization, a society? Is it on its quality for dealing with these people? Or is it a sort of double standards? Well, oh, well, they're detainees, they're not really one of us, so we don't really give them the same, accord them the same rights.
It must be really hard to take it as face value, to take it as a friendship or somebody offering support if you have lost your trust in the system.
I think it's desperately sad.
On one hand, we want to be seen to be fair and liberal and accepting. But on the other hand, one could say, but they're not fair and accepting and liberal about us. So why should we be the bigger person, the more accepting society? It's a question, really.
It must be heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. And how anybody can stay sane for long in those conditions, I don't understand.
And I think, yeah, I think throughout the entries, it's just living from one hearing, one appearance in front of a judge to another, which is very hard for me to get my head around, just how that must be.